The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Do you want to go headphones?
Yeah, let's.
I like keeping it on. Keeps you in the zone, doesn't it?
Yeah. Keeps you ready.
Are they on the right way?
Yeah. Where else are we going to put them?
God. It's already begun, like.
Up my ass. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Jenner Bander podcast. My guest today, Kieran Bartlett. Do you shave your ball bag?
No, but I shave around it.
Nice.
So it's bald area and then a big...
The scrotee.
Yeah, a big hairy monkey's head in the middle. Like.
There we have it. If you have a hairy monkey's head and you're looking rid of it, go to manscaped.com and get yourself just the very best products when it comes to tidying up your downstairs. New year, new me, Kieran, you know what I mean? You want to hit 2023 with a shorn scrotum. Shining. And my recommendation always is to get the care package where have you seen those? It comes in the little leather papoose.
Mm-hmm.
And it's got,
that's great.
It's got the lawnmower 4.0. It's very handy. I've got
ball deodorant.
I've got the ball deodorant.
I use the ball deodorant.
Do you?
Yeah.
Just under your pits though? Like, yeah. It's normal deodorant. Ball toner. You know, if you've had a go at the nut bag and you need to just iron out any creases. They have a cologne now. Have you smelt the cologne?
Does it smell the same as Manscaped products?
No, it smells like you've been on a yacht with a rich guy.
Right.
It's a dense aroma.
I haven't got the cologne yet, no.
You can smell it a mile off. A guy walked past me and we were at a gig one time and I was like, he's wearing it. It's that distinctive. I was like, he's wearing Manscaped.
That's good.
But anyway, guys, go to manscaped.com, use code BANTER to get 20% off. But you know, you shave your pubes off, you add 20% on, that's that length.
What happens if they use my code as well? Do you get 40 off?
No.
Devastating.
That's a different scrotum.
Yeah.
Buy one for each bollock. Yeah. Manscaped.com. Use code BANTER for 20% off.
Imagine Ashley being that extravagant and having two lawnmowers.
Oh yeah.
That's like one lawnmower 8.0.
I could do it. They've sent me so much stuff. I could have a member of staff with one each.
See, but I'm not ambidextrous, so like I'd probably like shave the right side of my bag and then just like snag my left bollock up into my asshole. Do you know what I mean?
Well, you'll be glad to hear that it's anti-snag technology. As you well know.
Skin safe.
And it's skin safe and it's called Manscaped, but I dare say you could take it to your slice. Okay. Cheers, ladies. Manscaped.com, use code BANTER. Start a podcast.
I nearly put this up. BANTER podcast
with Colin Jettis. We haven't allowed you much slack there, to be honest.
I think it's out. It's definitely out.
Can you hear it?
No, I did. I could. Have I wrecked this?
Oh. I mean, they really aren't the best headphones of all time.
Have I broken these? Tell the truth.
Can you not hear anything?
No. But I could until... Hang on.
Have you fluffed it? Our in-house technician.
It's working now.
Is it working now? Thank God. I mean, those headphones have got almost like, you know, like if you leave your car or if you live near the sea and the salt water starts eroding the car. That's what's happened to those because Mickey wore those for a long time.
Right.
So whatever fluids have been leaking off him have just ate away at it. It's like the bottom of a boat, yeah.
I would legit love it though. I was just laughing there because if Manscaped actually changed their slogan to Manscaped, I dare say you could take it to your slice. That's great.
I hear you want to sell more product. You know, that's that
Geescaped.
They could come to me for like the
Clamscaped,
the Northern Irish demographic specifically, you know.
Mangaped.
Mm-hmm. .com, different website altogether.
Asshole shaver.
Have you ever shaved your asshole?
No.
Apparently it's a real trait.
Apparently it stops your asshole from smelling as bad because the hair holds a lot of the stink of the asshole, but I think it's mainly the shite pipe that holds it.
Yeah, I'd say if you keep a clean enough anus, hair or no hair, it's all good.
What's the difference between an anus and a rectum? Is the rectum in you? Is your anus in there, or is the anus the output?
The anus is the very last walnut that you see. The rectum. You have several rectums, I do believe.
Recta?
Recti.
Yeah.
I think, or no, maybe it's you have several sphincters for sure.
I enjoy this old, do you want to hear an old timey Kieran Bartlett line?
Absolutely.
Do you know why they call it a rectum?
I don't even want to guess, no.
You should be able to guess, but it's just like, I can't even remember it now. It was Adam, you know, Adam and Eve.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It was Adam. It's basically like Adam fucking stuck something up his hole. It was a specific thing at the time. Adam stuck something up his hole and it wrecked him.
Nearly killed him.
I know, yeah. Here, mate, see that? I was a closer.
Oh,
2010.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So there's a lesson to all you young bucks running around here thinking you want to close a Lavery's. He used to do that sort of shit 10 years ago or whatever.
What's the worst closer you've ever had? Or a bit. There must be a closer that you look back on and go, what the fuck was I doing?
I have one. I mean, I was always able to sort out a closer. It was everything else would have been questionable. Do you know what I mean? Like the actual filler would have been not great.
I did a closer. And I mean, it used to go down okay. But looking back, I'm like, oh my God. It was about, long story short, me getting... never being handed, just because of the way I looked and the way I dressed, never being handed promotional material for any clubs in Belfast. And, you know, feeling left out, and people would feel sorry for me at that point. And I would say, like, and then I was in the Empire one time, and somebody went to hand me out some promotional stuff. And I, instead of taking it and being grateful, I went, no. Right, smugly, no thanks. Don't know. And she really insisted, so I took it, and it was a burger voucher. free burger with any pint, you know. Yeah, that was embarrassing. Also, oh man, I did some shite. I remember one night closing a gig just by playing the song Roxanne, like unironically.
Yeah.
Just playing it. I'll say one night.
Many nights?
Maybe four or five nights where I was just enjoying playing that song and went, here, I'm going to fucking play a song.
That's great.
That's rough though. Like, oh.
But there's something like, and a lot of people think it's unfair when a comedian is like a musical comedian, that they think that it's like an applause generator.
Yeah.
Like they have to clap. You would get like claps after every song you do.
Yeah.
Regardless
of
where you are.
Yeah. Yeah.
And no one
true.
Else gets clapped.
No, that's true. You do get clapped. But then my favorite thing is getting a clap for a short musical joke.
Mm-hmm.
Like a musical one-liner. That's my favourite. I love that.
Never had a clap in my life.
Never had the clap. Or never had... What do you mean you've never had a clap?
After a joke?
Never had an applause break?
Well, actually...
I've been there.
I remember doing... when I did support for Kevin Hart at the 3 Arena, got a massive round of applause. Place near blew the windows out of it.
You get applause breaks at every gig, you mad cunt.
I don't.
Yes, you fucking do.
At the end? When I'm like, see you later?
Up, you get. That's a wig again. You get applause breaks. You get applause breaks. Like at every game.
Maybe I'm not going for claps. I'm going for gasps. What's that from?
You talking about like arse cheek claps or something?
I would take that.
I don't know.
I would take that. Like we're at a strip club in Atlanta.
I'm going like you said that very specifically there. Like,
don't know. I've seen documentaries.
That's yeah, mate. You get clapped all the time.
There we are.
I'm not even taking that off you.
Okay. How many times have you been profiled for your appearance? I get it quite a bit also.
Profiled? Oh, sorry. I'm going like...
It's happened in good ways. Like almost every foreign place I go, I get asked for or offered drugs all the time.
People assume... there's a couple of interesting ones. When you first said... How many times you've been profiled? I'm like, well, Sunday Life are releasing a profile of me next week. Interestingly, if I say to people, anytime I used to talk to people about music or, you know, say, oh, I play music or I love music or I do music, people always assume I'm a drummer.
Really?
Which is a pure fat guy thing.
Is it?
Oh, it must be. Like, no one goes, what is it you play? Guitar? They go, oh, I know what you mean, mate. Yeah, drums.
Right.
I'm like, no, I have no coordination. Like, so that would have happened, and I get pulled to the side a lot in airports, you know, for your
You could play a drum in a flute band.
I could, oh.
Yeah. Yeah. There's not many of them have that that face.
No.
That drag face. That's it. They need a few more sassy lambeg drum
drivers. Hambag. That's my...
Clambag.
Unbelievable.
Sometimes it works in my favour. Like, I was in London, in Camden, I think, once, and I was walking down the street, and a dude stepped out of, like, a... You know, one of these, like, sort of... What?
I'm just thinking about my actual orange drag act called, like, Salty Clambag. Fucking loving it. Nothing on but two sashes.
Yeah. Just covering your tits.
Crisscross over the nipples and the dick.
A wee tiny drum over your cock, and that's it. Big old strap, you know, the big old harness thing, and then just a wee tiny drum.
Just over my ochrum. Yeah.
Beat my drum, you dirty bastard.
Oh, man.
Yeah, someone sent us in names of loyalist drag acts. Oh, that's me stuck on it.
I know, that's it. That's it, it's over. It's over.
Oh, God. There's got to be something.
Willie's of Orange, or something like that. I know.
Union Jane. That's terrible.
I'll take it. That's funny, mate.
No, I was in the physical profile thing. I was in Camden. I was walking down the street, and there was like one of these sort of boutique sneaker shops, you know, sell like high-end shoes, all covered in cling film. It was a hot day, and the guy who was working or whatever stepped out of the shop, and he was like, just looking around, and he fully gave me like a... And then the closer guy was like, do you want to come in, mate, have a look at some fucking shoes, mate? Because so he went, I guess this boy knows what he's at.
Yeah.
Nice shoes.
No one has ever looked at me and invited me in.
I've been asked for shoe sizes in Foot Locker about 3 times.
Really?
He's like, mate, can I get them a 7? They're like, well, I don't fucking work here. Yeah, I'm not dressed like a referee in ice hockey. You know?
Yeah, their uniform's rare, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
I don't like that uniform.
There was a video went viral one time, and it was just a guy being served in a Foot Locker. So a girl came up and handed him the shoes, and she went to walk away, and she had a, like, absolutely devastating arse on her, tremendous hope, and this guy just filmed her arse. You didn't see her face at all. He was just like, Jesus, the customer service. And I went like viral. I seen it a million times, like loads of pages were sharing it. Just because the girl had a phenomenal hope on her. But imagine that. Imagine getting home and all your mates just send you like fucking 1,000 links.
You're famous. Your arsehole, like.
Yeah.
Would you be happy with it, or would you be annoyed?
I mean,
happy, sure.
I mean, like, all those deadlifts will be going to waste if no one's secretly filming your ass.
I've done a few deadlifts. I think under this, I have a phenomenal chiseled physique, because I've actually done a stupid...
Well, so does everyone.
No. False. There's fat people who have never worked out a day in their lives. I've done a tremendous amount of different training in my life.
Mm-hmm.
We talked about this before. See if I ever shift this weight, mate. My calves are going to look like prime fucking Schwarzenegger. I'm going to...
Ham hocks.
My calves are going... Do you remember Andreas Munzer? Have you ever heard of him?
Remember him from where?
From weightlifting. he was a big cunt.
Say his name again.
Andreas Munzer. So, like, Andrea with an S, and then M-U-N...
There he is.
Z-E-R.
Australian too? Look at that guy, mate, just ripping it.
He died because of shit he was taking. Look at this cunt's legs.
They all die of that shit.
Mate, this cunt's legs. That's what I
didn't
like.
Even know what road that was pointing. It's, you know what I
no,
mean?
No, you don't even know if you're looking at the front or the back of this cunt.
If you gave me, you know, 100 grand and said, tell me where that guy's knee is.
No.
I have no idea.
He doesn't need
there?
Knees.
There? I mean, it's a terrible picture because it's not like...
Yeah.
Let me see if I can get another one. Am I going to have to specifically go legs?
That's what I look like under this.
Brown? Tanned and all?
Yeah. You're also wondering where my knees are.
Do you know that it's... There's me having a shout earlier. It's become like, see when they tan themselves up for competition there?
That's rare.
But it's become a thing where you're like, right, well, it's insensitive to, if you're a white guy, to paint right up over your face, because then it's blackface. So a lot of these boys are painted like absolutely bronze.
Oh, my God.
And then it stops dead at their chin and their
ham
big,
face.
Big old white
yeah.
face. Like,
Jesus.
That cunt there doesn't have a drop of water in him.
No.
Right there.
No.
That guy hasn't had water.
Have you watched that documentary about the woman who killed her husband, who was a fucking weightlifter? Now, she was a
Diana thing.
She was no. She was a premium.
Yes.
A premium fucking weightlifter as well. Like,
isn't it funny the way Netflix documentaries like honey dick you a wee bit? Because you're like, man, that is terrible that he drove her to that point where she just cracked. And then as the documentary goes on, she's like, ah, she's a fucking dickhead.
As the documentary goes on, you go, sort of shock on that guy a couple of times.
Yeah.
It'll kill people.
Like the way they did the research, and they were like, well, you know, there was two shells there or something, or two rounds or whatever. And then there was like a third one. So she had to go into the next room and reload and walk back and shoot him in the face.
Yeah.
Oh, whoops, I was self-defense. Oh, yeah. He's like, walking back in the room, and I'll take
spur a spur of the moment, fucking Val Kilmer style, fast reloads. You know,
I saw a video. It was one of these, like, you know, on Instagram, you had to click for the preview. You know, like, click here, dodgy material, whatever.
Yeah.
And it was someone come in to hold up a cafe in, it was like Arizona or something. He's like, give him the money. And one dude stands up. And he obviously is carrying his own handgun, and he just goes, grr, 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 grr. The guy falls over, walks over, grr, 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 grr. Everyone all right? Grr, grr, grr. Like, he had about fucking 16 rounds in him for whatever gun he had.
Jesus Christ.
Like, at what point do you, like, it was self-defense, and you're like, what, this pile of bolognese you've left on the floor here? He was armed, so I absolutely obliterated his body.
We fucking Mickey Marinaro, wasn't it?
Well, there's a pile of ratatouille and we got shit and a pair of Nikes. Was that it? You absolutely riddled him.
That's fucking unbelievable. It appears you've made a convict castle. Oh, mate.
The minestrone with the Timberlands? Is that where you used to be sitting?
We fucking Barry Borscht, isn't he? Just fucking... Oh, mate, that's crazy.
Just absolutely obliterated him.
I sometimes... Well, no. Well, sort of, yeah. I do you ever get caught up in traffic? Somebody fucks with you? And
every day.
See, when somebody fucks with me in that way, I do often think in my head, if this was America, you'd be dead by now.
Yeah.
Like, I'd just be like, somebody would Uzi you for this.
Which is kind of why you can't give people guns. Because people will crack up.
You crack up about nothing.
I think people, you know, you almost need to be exposed to maybe what the damage a gun actually does, and then you'd be like, yeah, maybe we shouldn't have these.
Yeah.
Because you see movies, you're like, Gaggett takes about fucking six rounds from a handgun and keeps going. And
or like at the end of the film, he's sitting there with his arm in a plaster, and you're like, oh, well, he'd be all right in 6 weeks.
Yeah.
You're like, no, he probably has permanent nerve damage.
Yeah, like Bad Boys, and like, one off the shoulder.
Yeah.
You don't know that it's blown bones all inside your fucking arm. Like.
In any of those cop films, when a good guy gets shot, it's always in the arm of the shoulder, and he's always fine. Mm-hmm. And it's always like, oh yeah, that was that time I got shot. And you're like, can't that probably literally fucks you up like forever?
Oh yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? You take a high velocity round here or there, you could still die. Like,
if I gave you like an old school playground dead arm, you'd be struggling for a couple of days.
Yeah,
like,
I'd hate that. Please don't do that.
I probably won't.
You're a strong man. I probably won't. I'm a wee peach. You know what I mean?
Wee peach.
Yeah, I don't need that. Like.
That's the new name. Shouldn't be calling you the Goblin King. Speaking of traffic, I told you this. I have to tell you this now. I don't know if I told you this already. You know why Ken Block died?
Yeah.
Rest in peace, Lord of Mercy. He there was a car I seen the other day, right? And it was like a wee Toyota all done up with a fucking, they had a big antenna with like a can of Monster on it, and Monster Energy and all these Hoonigan stickers and all over it. And on the back, it's a like Hoonigan Ken Block. And then the car was stinking. And then underneath it, someone had just like taken their sleeve and wiped the dirt away and put RIP. And then it's dead, like it's the anniversary of the death. I can't stop laughing.
It's class.
I was pissing myself. I mean, shout out to whoever's car. This country's so small that the person messaged me. That's my car, cheeky cunt. It's a cool car, but I was just like, oh man, it's hilarious that they've just went, well, I've been hanging on to these RIP. It was only a matter of time, wasn't it? It's only a matter of time. Fucking sticking her on there.
It's class.
Oh my God.
Do you ever see those stickers people put in their cars that says like, it has everyone in the family on the side of the car? It's the stupidest fucking thing. You know?
Oh yeah. Do you want a
mummy, dog? Mummy, three kids and a dog? I'm like, well, I'll fucking burgle your house.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I'll burgle your fucking dadless residence, you dick.
I always used to see stickers like a baby on board, and I'm like, who the fuck do you think you are? But then, you know,
baby on board is basically somebody going, sorry, I know I drive like a cunt. That's what that means.
Sorry, I drive a bit cautiously and slow, basically.
But they don't. That's what it should mean. That's what it should mean. It should mean baby on board, so I'm staying in the fucking left lane, and if you don't like it, go around me, you cunt, right? That's what it should mean. But actually what it means is, there's a baby on board, and I'm so focused talking to this fucking child that I'll just fuck you up. I'll just cut you up. I'll not let you in. Do you know what I hate? Oh, do you know what fucking winds me up more than anything in the car? See, when you're trying to get out of a lane, like I'm maybe trying to get into the right-hand lane somewhere, and there's somebody in that right-hand lane who won't let me in, but they're riding me, and then they actually rake past you to get round you, and then they flick on the left-hand indicator.
Yeah.
I'm like, flash me in the right lane, and guess what? You've got all that space there for the left lane.
And I tell you who
that drives me up drive the terribly, more.
Anyone from the south.
Yeah, they do.
They don't know how to drive. They'll do 50 mile an hour in like the fast lane.
A Dublin plate.
And not move.
A Dublin plate is basically like having six baby on board stickers. It's like, I'm a cunt. Like, that's what it is.
They're bad yeah. at it. Like.
Kerry drivers as well. Mental. Because they're... The ones from County Kerry are the ones that fucking drive. Like, they drive on normal roads. Like, they're on a country lane. Do you know what I mean? Random wee horn dudes and fucking all over it.
Like, it's the norm in the countryside to, if there's no oncoming traffic, to sit the car in the middle of the road nearly. But then there's boys just don't fucking move, like.
Uh-huh.
And they're in like a Corolla and you're in a Jeep trying to be like up a bank sideways yeah, going around yeah. them, like.
Fuckers.
Fucking guns.
Uzi.
Yeah, get the, do legalize guns, actually. I think yeah. It'd be such a baller.
What would you move. Have? What are you a gun guy? What would your gun be?
You know what I'm like? It would have to be something way over the top.
Yeah, just like start off with like a fucking RPG or something.
Like a mounted machine gun and yeah. come out the sunroof and just be like... Gah, 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 gah. You know, the car's just... It's already full of coffee cups. It would just be full of like...
Just shells.
Rounds everywhere, shells. Yeah. Can't get my fucking pedal down here. It's all jammed up. It'd be way that's, over the top. And it'd be, you know, like such a cunt. Mate. It'd be like, you'd be telling people, what's engraved on? That's, you know.
I would have something.
Got things scraped into it.
I'd have something that's like, super accurate to the point where it's actually difficult for me to use it. Do you know what I mean? I should get something like a shotgun with a bit of a spray on it. But I'll want the challenge.
Gotta go spray it.
I'll want the challenge of getting a wonder shot off. Like, do you know what I mean? Like a fucking 200 yards away on the motorway, moving target, like, you know what I mean? Yeah. That's what I want.
And you're out the window, look at that.
Yeah. Do you ever see the guns they have in Inglourious Basterds? Now, they really did make these in World War II, where you could put it on your wrist, and there were for executions, so you would wear it with, like, a glove over it or whatever. You put it on and keep it up your sleeve, and then you punch someone either in the chest or in the head with it. And that's the trigger and the barrel all in one thing.
Yeah.
Oh, mate, there's one for you. Just dig somebody and it fucking shoots them at the same time.
What's that?
I don't know.
Kind of want to see that.
Yeah. Do you know the bit in the cinema in World War II?
I need to rewatch that because I've seen it. You know, when you see a movie about four times mm-hmm. up to a certain point and you're like, I've never actually followed through this whole
the
movie.
Irishman. The Irishman yeah. is like that for me.
Yeah.
I keep seeing the first 2.5 hours and going, what the fuck?
I the first saga.
Yeah.
I have this real craving to like, see, because everything's so fucking TikTok, phone, clips, podcasts,
yeah.
shite. Never mind. People are like, what are you reading? Fuck reading. I'm like, I want to carve out time and just watch a list of films yeah. that I want to watch. And I'd never fucking do it ever.
Yeah. I'm, do you know what? I've carved out reading time recently.
Well, have you
now? I'm reading like fuck right now. And do you know what I'm doing? I'm reading stuff analog, and then I'm on Audible as well. Audible's brilliant.
Yeah, I do listen to a lot of shit now on Audible, but
that's reading like
the stamina. But I do. If I listen to it, I'll suck it right in.
I remember it better.
And if I read it, the line that I just read is gone forever. Like I'm fucking terrible, and I've always been bad at it. Like
I'll remember it for a bit. But stuff that I've listened to, I remember far better. It's like being read a fucking story. It's brilliant.
I absolutely...
It's exactly what it is. I've just described Audible, but it is brilliant. It's like being a kid.
I absolutely just bro-dogged Maureen the other day. And she's like...
What's bro-dogging?
Just, I hit her with the real, such a guy of my age, millennial, bro science dickhead.
Right, right.
Where she bought the Neil deGrasse Tyson book. And she just was reading it. She's like, this is fascinating. And then she would like, fucking be like, what do you hear this? And then read out a thing. And I'd be like, I heard that in Rogan about 4 years ago. Fuck off. I know all that shit. You were here reading. Fuck
what was
out.
What was he on about?
Well, it was a cool bit about like realistic you know, he's talking about how things exponentially develop. So like you've nothing, unless you're a believer in sort of some sort of ancient civilizations that were destroyed by some sort of cataclysmic event. But you know, it goes like you know when they do that thing where they're like, look how far we've went from the invention of, you know,
the
Wright brothers making a wee thing that lifts off the ground for a second to like some sort of stealth bomber.
Yeah.
And they're like, it's only like, it wouldn't even be 100 years or whatever. Yeah. It's like no time at all.
Yeah.
Maybe it is more. I'm an idiot. But he was just like making realistic predictions like about we'll use AI, but we'll not let it get out of control. Because why would you? You know what I mean?
Because it takes control. Like every AI movie ever.
Burn!
Yep.
But you use it for the things you want it used for, you know what I mean?
But have you ever seen that one? You've seen the video, that one, the made these two robots, and within seconds of them being put
someone fucked
together.
In the mouth. Because, you know, 2 seconds of
within seconds of it being switched on, Jimmy Savile's in a tassel.
Some guy that works in the building is like... Sorry.
They made these two robots, and within literally, I think, a couple of seconds or minutes or whatever of them talking to each other,
they made a new language.
They were both speaking in a language that nobody could understand, but they were fucking giving each other orders and all. That is the shit of Terminator, mate. That is literally the storyline of Terminator 2 Judgment Day.
But you do that.
It became self aware, and then everyone dies.
But you do that in a box that you can just flood with water and, you know, fizz them all out.
Water's a good shit, actually. What if they make them waterproof?
That's a gun I'm having.
Water.
Yeah, but you know what I mean. You leave them in a scenario where, you know, they can maybe communicate, but they've got no means of like learning anything or building things.
What if there's like a button?
AI with no arms. That's all you need.
But then people are gonna make them. People are making them. They want to make them to do things that people don't want to do.
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to eventually be like, then that's going to get perverse because people are going to have them do things that they personally don't want to do. But like, right, sorry. So I'll explain this. So they're making them to be like, I can fucking load the dishes in the dishwasher and fucking make a dinner. Yeah. Right.
I'm going to Google something background. Keep talking.
And then eventually somebody will be like, here, will you fucking, you know, hug my son? Cause I don't want to fucking hug him. Or here, Can you suck my husband's dick? Because I don't want to do it. That's what's going to happen. That's what's going to happen. I don't have a son or a husband, but that's what's going to happen. Because it's going to be stuff they don't want to do. And then that's where human relationships will get fucked with. In my opinion. Neil deGrasse Tyson might probably know more about this than I do. But I doubt it.
I don't think so. I'm trying to fucking... All right, here. So, speaking to your own experience, I think these are the same things that appear in the book. Advances in neuroscience. Oh yeah, that was the other thing. He said you're gonna, I'm butchering this as well, but do basically like sort of stop any signs of like aging and degeneration, and cure like all mental illnesses, because they'll figure out a way to like get rid of it all, basically, or stop it.
I mean, you said, I don't know.
I also said about the advancement. And I actually do know a bit about this because Maureen went into that that centre over at Queen's for a tour after she got her treatment, and they were telling them about drugs getting to a point where they fix, because at the minute cancer drugs fuck you up while they fix you, and it's getting to the point where they can do some smart shit to the cells where they kill themselves and don't affect anything else.
Right, okay.
And that was one of the things he sort of predicted, was like, you're just going to be able to fucking...
cure shit?
Not, yeah, with no... side effect, it's not going to fuck you up or have any long term mental shit. The only way you're going to die is literally if you get obliterated by a bus, which will be the new thing. That'll be the new tragedy, won't it?
That is a tragedy now.
This is what I said to Maureen. She told me that. I was like, you're going to get to the point where all the drugs are going to save you. You know, there's no degeneration, so you're just going to fucking live for as long as you live before something physically obliterate.
So you're basically turning everyone into a fucking day walking vampire.
Said is, you know what you're going to see the return of? Big bionic suit. Because if it's the only way you can die is from like physical harm, people are going to be like, well, I'm going to protect myself. So people are just like,
everybody's going to be around. I like the way you said the return of.
Well, that was, you know, you'd see it in like sci-fi movies, like a big machine with some wee cunt's head poking out the top. And he's like, let's go. You know, that's what you're going to have.
like mech warrior type shit.
Queuing up for Thompson's, just loads of people. Like,
there's a game. Do you remember that? Did you ever play that? Mech warrior?
N64?
If you called it mesh warrior, fucking eat your ma's fucking medicine. Like, the what a game. It's all fucking woot, and then fucking like fucking my big metal fucking suit.
Here's
with machine gun the cunt out of yours.
Here's what I've heard of. Mario Kart, Red Dead Redemption.
Red Dead's good.
That's about the two games I've heard of.
Have you played either of them?
No.
You've not even played Mario Kart?
I did buy an Xbox last Christmas for everybody to play the Formula One on, because everyone was obsessed with Formula One. But maybe you should take it. Maybe I should take it and get up in the garage now and buy some games.
That's good. It's good crack. Like,
gaming's good crack.
Gaming's good crack. I find it relaxing. Relaxing in the sense that I definitely do yell at wee cartoon drawings of specific footballers.
Right.
Like, Jadon Sancho on this FIFA, I've abused him more than anything else in my life anyway. He should be faster. This is the...
That's what I'm saying.
This is where I get to. Is like, this is where... I'll yell at that, but feel relaxed afterwards. I'm having a good time.
Mm-hmm. It's venting, you know.
It
it's
is,
cathartic.
And you get a wee bit of violence out of you as well. You play some shooting games for a bit.
Yeah.
Just a wee bit. It's satisfying to destroy people and know that they're in their living room going, fuck. You know what I mean?
Nothing about it appeals to me.
Oh, it's good times.
I enjoy the idea of a very silly little game. You know, like, we'll do one. I'll have one lap at this. And then
but not like a realistic shooter or a realistic like fighting game.
Maybe if it was a bit more like, there's no way I could sit there like this and be like shooting someone. Like, I would find it way more fun, like arcade style, where like
it is more fun.
I actually was just like had a thing.
Yeah, you can get that stuff too. You can get VR now that does that.
Yeah, that's what I want.
But that's like, you know,
that's what I want, but I don't really.
Mm. Yeah, it's very expensive as well. Oculus Rift, dirty money.
Do you have one? Do you have one? Fuck no.
I don't want to spend the money on it because it's not good to the point where I'm like, take my money.
This is mind blowing. Yeah.
Yeah.
But have you watched porn on it?
No.
Because Mickey said he got one. And he was just getting sucked off by some stranger.
I think Mickey might have just been getting sucked. He didn't even have it switched on. He was just getting.
He just had sunglasses on. Yeah, he was getting sucked
Mickey's,
off.
That's Mickey's life. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
One big suck.
That'd be wild though. I mean, that is some like futuristic shit. If you,
that's like that scene you're in
Demolition Man or something. No,
there's one
else.
Minority Report. There's a bit Minority Report where you can go.
That's on my list of movies.
That's great. Well, there's a bit, spoiler alert, there's a bit where they go to it, like a place you can go to, and so there's like people enjoying virtual experiences. So there's like a guy comes in and is like, "Here, mate, if I give you pictures of my boss, can you like make me a program where I fucking murder my boss, you know, just for a bit of crack?" And then there's one where it's like some guy is like riding a porn star, and then there's like somebody else is just standing there while like 10 strangers are going, "You're amazing, you're brilliant, you're class." You know what I mean? So it's like,
it is mad. The thing that it's probably not that, I mean, you've seen all those deep fake things and all where they're like super realistic.
Yeah,
it's it's not going to be too long before you can just be like, "What would I like to do today? I'm off." You know, I have a half day on Friday.
My buck Ariana Grande.
Yeah, what do you want to do? But then mix it up, you know? Ariana Grande's head, body of a mermaid.
Ariana Grande's head, Piers Morgan's body.
Yeah.
You know, there's a weird one.
Pulling his hair. You know what I
mean? Yeah.
I'd lose the run of myself.
Yeah.
It'd be like, your phone would be ringing. You'd be like, "What are you at?" It was like, "I'm fucking everybody."
What about this?
Everybody.
Karen Bartlett's head. Ariana Grande's body.
Ariana Goblin.
I'd fuck up. Huh?
Ariana Goblin.
Goblin what?
Goblin a dick. Is right, but take a deep breath with me, Karen.
I had already breathed in. Hang on.
Just want to give a quick shout out to our sponsor, Calm. The Calm app, Karen, do you use it?
No, tell me about it, Colin.
It is just the very best app out there for sort of supplementing your well-being, your mindfulness, your relaxation. Get that heart rate under control. You know what I mean? They've got everything on there. They have breathing exercises, mindfulness, guided mindfulness, you know, relaxation, meditation, soundscapes.
What's guided mindfulness?
It is you'll have an instructor, sometimes a celebrity. We'll just talk you through a sort of mindfulness meditation where you focus on different parts of the body and relax. They also have sort of adult nighttime stories, not in X-rated, but, you know, stories for a grown-up. often read by celebrities. At the minute, we're listening to Killian Murphy.
I sometimes listen to like ancient sources being read.
Yeah.
And it does put you to sleep.
It's not far off. Like, this will have Stephen Fry going like, "Hello, darlings, do you want to go on a little train ride through the countryside?" And I've never made it further than like 30 seconds into these stories. You're always just like, but yeah, if you listen to this podcast, you go to calm.com/banter, calm and banter, and you get 40% off your membership for the year, which is astonishing.
40% off anything's a good deal.
It is great. And get yourself that. It's very useful in your day-to-day life. It is actually handy.
I could give you 40% off my 120% on deal and you'd still be saving money.
Mm-hmm.
Sort of.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
So get yourself the Calm app, man. It's nice. It's got a nice little, if you've got anxiety before a gig, it's got this little circle and it's got three dots on the circle and it goes zing, and that's your inhale.
Right.
And then boom. And you hold it, you hold the breath to the next bong, boom, and then it goes, that's your exhale. And if you focus on that for a minute, you know, it really regulates your breathing. When
sounds good.
You'd be backstage going, I'm nervous.
Sometimes that happens to me when I come upstairs anywhere, but also in Nevers.
Yeah. Well, so that's what you do. You get to the top of the stairs and you go, boom. Anyway, that's calm.com/banter. You get 40% off your subscription. Thanks for listening.
Will you fuck up, dude?
Maybe cut before the fuck up.
I love that so much.
Are you a big Ariana Grande fan, looks-wise?
No, not overly looks-wise. I actually quite like a lot of her music. She's genuine. A
fantastic singer.
She is a good singer.
She's been through a lot.
She has been through a lot of that to her. yeah, no, she's...
emptied out by Big Pete.
Do you know what's weird? I quite like her music. So, quite like her music. Quite like Demi Lovato's music.
Me too.
I like all that rocky shit that she did just recently, but I like the shit before that too. The Let's Ruin the Friendship. I'm all like, yeah, that's 90s sounding. I like that.
I like Lana Del Rey.
She has some tunes.
Sexy.
Mm. Is she?
Oh, yeah, bro.
Really?
Niall, agree with me for fuck's sake.
She's pretty, yeah.
She is. Pretty sexy.
She looks like a fucking Thunderbird.
Is right.
Yeah, that's what you want.
Yeah. Have you seen that clip of her? Like, she's singing some song live at like fucking Coachella or something. And there must be like a bit where she does like a wee moan in the song. Mm. And she kind of pauses and the whole crowd go, like this, make this noise. And then she does it. She's like, And you're just like,
it's not for me.
Like. I'm going to bring it up here and see if you don't absolutely cream your cacks.
My celebrity crutch is Rachel McAdams.
Okay, yeah.
That's my celebrity crush.
Yeah.
I would hold the hand clean off her, as they say.
I know. Isn't it weird?
Yeah.
That's where people fall into... Let me see. Serial killer moans. Oh, yeah. This is the one where she's like... No, that's not even it. Is that it? There's a better one than that. Anyway, I'm not doing the Hogan for it now. you don't think she's hot, man?
Not really, look.
You want some big BTG, big titty goth?
I said you're
right. Kira Maseni used to put on eye makeup and hang about outside the
your dick. I was selling into
City
it.
Hall.
I think I'm my absolute zenith or nadir. Isn't that the opposite of a zenith? Like a trough. The my absolute low point.
Spanish for rock bottom.
I would have had El Nadir would have been. I would have had black nail polish and there would have been eyeliner, but nothing more.
And a fingerless glove.
Oh, fingerless glove for sure. A sweatbands of different bands that I liked.
Yeah.
So I would have had like a
sweatbands.
I would have had like a funeral for a friend. Oh, no sweat, just the sweatbands.
Yeah.
Would have had a funeral for a friend one, and I had a heartogram one, a him one, right?
Yeah.
And I'm her
fresh garbage on wheels.
I know, mate. Yeah, and I would have had absolute worst thing I ever bought. I wanted to get pierced, but I wasn't allowed, so I had a cuff, like a wee fake. Earring, or sometimes maybe would have worn on the lip.
That's the sort of thing you'd eat by accident. You'd be like, what happened to your lip ring? And you're like, oh, fuck.
Where's your cuff, bro? Where's your sweet lip piercing? Oh, it's in my fucking coleslaw that just did.
That was a big thing, though. Like, you would just have loads of these wee things that you fucking, like, people would just...
I had one and I wore it there because I wanted to be, like, your man out of Disturbed, but I couldn't commit to the two fish hooks.
You're like, ooh, wah, and spit it fucking halfway across the room. Oh, I'm just looking up funeral for a friend merch here, see what you can get.
I had a sweatband that had FFAF in red on black.
Man, that is sad.
And I have one of their t-shirts as well.
I'm trying to think of the worst band merch I've had.
The worst band merch that I was ever connected with was the Cradle of Filth Jesus is a Cunt t-shirt. Uh-huh. Yeah, I had one that didn't fit me. Devastating. And I was scared of it. I was scared of being seen with it in the house. And I thought if I'm caught with it, I had a nun wrecking herself with a fucking crucifix on it. And then the back of it said, Jesus is a cunt. And I am a Cradle of Filth fan, but like I was a big fan back then and I had it. And I had to like give it away. Like I couldn't even fucking put it on. I couldn't have it near me in the house. I was scared of it. Like,
just wearing it secretly?
I couldn't even, because it didn't fucking fit me either.
Well, I used to be a big fan of the Libertines for whatever reason, and I had one of their t-shirts, which was, it said the Libertines, it looked like two bits of masking tape, and it just said Libertines on it, but then the background was like a load of scribbly drawings, but it was actually like a Union Jack, when you step back from it a wee bit. So I could wear it when I was at home, but when I went to Union Dairy, I had to leave it at home.
Yeah, yeah.
So
I've had some scummer and stuff, like, I think, yeah. I had a Protest the Hero t-shirt. A great band.
Way to Swansea.
fucking cold. It was.
Had a flask that said the twang on it.
My sugar jumpsuit. Yeah. Yeah, unbelievable. Pantera play suit. It was.
My Slayer apron. Through one of them.
Yeah, my fucking slaying a load of carrots in the kitchen. It was. It was the Protest the Hero one. It was too big. It was too big, right? Because I'd had experience of like buying stuff online. It was too small, so I went to size up, and it came, and it was like it would have gone over the fucking garage of the house, right? It was massive. It came down towards my knees, right? The longest t-shirt I've ever had, and I've had this absolutely massive yellow tiger on it, and it just said Protest the Hero in yellow. But it was this huge yellow tiger, and mate, it was like on me at that size. It was like a fucking life size cub. It was like, it was too much. It was shite looking as well.
Just so much ink to get it screen printed.
Yeah, it was shite. I'm trying to think what other rare bands. There's some stuff I've had cool stuff though. Well, stuff that I thought was cool, like you know, yeah, like I had this sweet. I had this sweet Blood Has Been Shed hoodie.
I love the names of these bands.
Oh, mate, this was two of the guys.
Fuck you, dude.
The drummer from Killswitch now and their ex-singer were in this band before they were both in Killswitch. And I had this real sweet hoodie of theirs. BHBS. And then, like, the name of one of their albums going across it, just in the ditties. But somebody fucking stole that on me, so I was got it.
Who's stealing that shit?
Somebody fucking stole it on me. It was class.
Some poor goth.
Yeah, some low life.
That's the name of the podcast. You know, poor goth.
Because that was a fucking niche band. That was niche among niche bands. Oh, do you know what I mean? So I was got it about that. I had a couple of Atreyu ones. My Atreyu one at one of them. I have an Atreyu hoodie now. I don't know where it is. I may have finally gotten rid of it. This thing owed me nothing, mate. I wore it every day for about 14. You could fucking spit through it. Like, it owed me nothing. It actually became bigger as I did.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, it grew with me. Like, oh, what a hoodie, though. Class.
What was the name of the band?
So, Atreyu. So, I went across in red, like big red letters. And then the album was called A Death Grip on Yesterday.
Oh my God.
And it ran through the name. I know you just hate these names, but it was like.
It's so. The girl's sitting around with a notepad, like, what's the most fucking, like, Doomsville fucking kind of. But kind of protest? We don't give a fuck, but we do socially. What are we saying? We're ready for the end, but not on our terms. What are we saying? Dead fucking death.
What about
mortality without a fight or something? It's like, you know, it's all like.
What about mascara on toast, guys?
What about fucking rebellion yesteryear or something? You know, like. Revenge of the fucking Never? What?
It's all some of the bands.
None of them make sense.
I'm trying to think of the rarest names. Blood Has Been Shed's a pretty rare name. Never. Avenged Sevenfold is a rare name. Like,
yeah.
Although they're quite mainstream.
Sounds biblical.
It is biblical.
Yeah.
Some of their early stuff, their music is fucking unreal. Like, and then they've. It's fairly mainstream now.
Now, what's the most sort of in that line of shite do you secretly listen to?
Secretly?
Yeah.
You can't keep secrets from the devil.
That is a bug.
Open that up. don't know. Fuck.
Like he said, he had that, what is it, Meshuga t-shirt on? And I was like, what sort of music's that? He's like, man, it's kind of like fucking, you know, like, what did you say? Like prog fucking it's gent like, squirt?
gent or like progressive metal?
Gent with a D?
D-J-E-N-T, because that's the noise the guitar makes when you hit it. Gent.
Oh, gent. Fuck, is that what they call it?
Yep.
That's like going, do you listen to, what?
Yeah,
do you listen to music?
Yeah, minimal techno. That's what that is.
Gent? I can't believe that. That's hilarious.
Yeah.
Do you listen to ding? Do you listen to much of that?
That sounds like ding ding would be emo to me. Ding ding. Ding ding. That's all the drums used to be that. Emo music at that time, emo core always had like changes of pace.
Mm.
And the song should start, you know, and then slow again. And they'd always go, but ding ding when they're changing. Yeah.
This is great. This is like a masterclass. We should see after this. Just grab that 6K and we'll shoot a slow mo like masterclass ad.
I can give you some rare. Like, Do you want to listen to some? I can give you some rare album names from that time. Casually Dressed and Deep in Conversation. Funeral for a Friend.
Too many words, man.
All their songs are like that, though. All their songs were called like She Drove Me to Daytime Television. Never mentions that in the song, by the way.
You fuck up, Pete?
I love that. I see that clip, that actual video. It's one of my favorite things that's ever happened. I love it.
It's great.
Yeah.
If you had the show An Alien, what it's like to be from here.
What's Belfast?
Yeah.
Excuse me, sir. Can we please, wait, you can tell us where we're going to get in there? You fuck up too.
But I always just think about the slagger match that went on before they record,
before they filmed it,
there was probably a lot of just winding them up, and then
see when he,
what's the problem, sir?
And then he goes, "Fuck up! You're not getting in nowhere." I love that.
Get them out of there.
That's class.
It's just the best.
Now, what's the heaviest sort of or rarest band? Yeah,
for me,
yeah.
Fuck, I went down real deep when I was a teenager.
Did you? How deep?
Listening to like fucking death metal and everything.
Really?
Cryptopsy and
Decapitated and all?
Decapitated. Have their first couple of albums.
Look at this guy. Hating it.
Had a few Cannibal Corpse t-shirts.
Oh, Cannibal Corpse, yeah. As low as it goes, like.
I've seen there's like a fun clip of that guy. He's like, this one's called. And he's like, I come blood. And everyone's like, yeah.
Do you ever see Jim Carrey talking about that?
Oh, yeah.
It's fucking funny.
Band,
isn't it? Yeah, he loves Cannibal Corpse. That's fucking funny. Like, I'm trying to think who else. I mean, I've seen some rare bands. I've seen some bands where you go, oh, mate, really? Like, rare shit. Like, there's a guy who near Deep Throat's the mic. He's the lead singer of a band called Cathedral. And they were, like, supporting him or something. And there's a bit where he, like, literally just gets the mic right in there and goes, like, it's right in there, though. And he's like, this song's called Skullflower. And then he's like, I'm like, dude, don't poke, like. Oh, here's a fucking rare. See, Gent was huge about, what, when, like, 2013, 2014? At its peak, like, Periphery and
Meshuggah,
Sky Harbor, Tesseract, right? All these bands, right? Gojira, would you throw them in there, maybe? Mm. Gojira, a wee bit? Mm. Anyway, groove metal, right? But then there's the...
summary?
There's the... what do you call them? What the fuck was on? But yeah, like, it was big about 10 years ago. But then, as with any sort of movement in avant-garde kind of metal or music like that, you'll always get ones that are just like, basically like what do you call them, like Spinal Tap, you know, guys that are just like, we'll we'll play any trend until we make it, you know. And so there was like, there was this band, an Australian band called Make Them Suffer. Mm-hmm. And they had this one song that went viral called Widower. Mm-hmm. I want you to hear the start of it, because it's everything that I hate about this genre of music.
Widower.
Who's the heaviest band you've seen live?
By, give me the name of the band.
Cradle of Filth are pretty heavy, like Meshuggah as well, maybe. Nice. Yeah.
Is that in the limelight?
Yeah. Yeah, class. Unbelievable. I'd go back, like. Oh, okay. I'd definitely go back.
Guys, if you're at home, I want you to light a couple of candles and lie back.
This is fucking, this is everything I hate about this type of music.
We're not getting monetized. The problem with me is I can't tell the difference between
that. You can't tell the difference between that and the good shit.
That you would think that, although what I will say is very amateurish, you know, like someone's got a wee program and they're like,
they used to have a, what I would describe as a shite, they used to have a good lyric video for this. It was like their official video for it. The video was good. This is crap. See that? He does this bit, see just after where he's like, go ahead. There's a bit where he goes to do like a, one of those, like a noise like that, and he just goes, like, it sounds awful. It's in one of these bits. I believe it's now. Like, now. Oh. That's like, that's shite. That's James Brown in the middle of this. You know what I mean?
I wish.
Get up off of them!
I'd be doing a lot of that if I was in a band like that.
Yeah, when they're like, here with another two gigs. Yeah. see, you can't tell the difference between that and, say,
like stuffing a fucking
periphery
knife in my ear.
Do try periphery.
Spell periphery.
P-E-R-I-P. P-E-R-I-P. Periphery. Do all new materials. Is a decent one.
That's what I'm doing tonight at Lavery's.
You. I think you'll hear the difference here between quality and shite. Like,
is that George Ezra?
No, it's nice, isn't it?
I'm gay. I don't need you fucking beatboxing. Sorry. Over the top of it, too.
Oh, imagine I.
The artwork's good. It sounds better produced. That's for sure. And it's a bit easier on the ear.
It's just not shite.
But I still see fisheye skate footage when I hear that. Do you know what I mean? Like, and it's a bunch of fellas.
That's the name of this podcast.
What?
Just, that's a great name.
Fisheye skate footage.
That's like, that sounds like a band that I could have started. Yeah. I mean, I had some. Do you know
what? What
like,
does a metalhead think of Slipknot then?
Depends. You might like them, you might not. I like. So, I would never sit and listen to like a Slipknot album.
Mm-hmm.
But if one of their bigger songs comes on, I'd probably enjoy it.
Mm-hmm.
My favorite Slipknot song is still "Wait and Bleed." They have not bettered that for me. Like, to be fair, remember "Wait and Bleed"?
Yo, yeah. I like "People Equal Shit."
Mm.
I like that
early Slipknot.
Yeah,
yeah. I liked
early Slipknot. That's the name of the podcast.
I do also enjoy that one. I push my fingers.
Duality.
I love that.
The cunt hitting the beer keg with a bat is stealing.
Dump. Dump, dump, dump,
king.
Dump, dump, dump,
king. And he's the one in whatever footage you watch, he's Boken backstage.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Nervous. Imagine Boken in the back of a mask, like.
Imagine being nervous about having to fucking ding a set of a keg. That cunt's never nervous.
Where's Dingy Dave?
Has anybody seen my baseball bat?
Do you know why you were under time pressure earlier?
Are you now?
That's me now.
Because of the dentiste?
Of about 7 minutes. We'll pick out some random questions here. Are you bringing out your own cryptocurrency, Kerry Coin?
Oh, that's a good name for it.
It is.
I haven't any plans to do that. I don't even know how it works.
I don't understand crypto at all. And it seemed to have... A lot of people talking about it, a lot of people not talking about it anymore.
A lot of people seem to have lost money on the last few. The last few big iterations of it that have since gone bust.
Well, I think it's all just it's a long game now, isn't it? You know what I mean? You're going to get these tricksters up front that are shit, you know, making a mess of it and stealing cash and all, you know.
What about that cunt who went from having literally something like fucking... Something mad. This was on the news. I'm not doing a good story. Like, it was like he had something literally like 20 billion or something, and now he has like 400 grand.
Your guy Bankman-Fried, is that him?
Is that the FTX thing?
FTX. Yeah. How much did he have?
Oh, fuck no.
Billions. He had loads, like
billions.
I mean, if you've gone from billions, even going from billions to 100, like if you've got 400 grand, you're doing all right, but like. It's not billions, is it? Like,
yeah, you're not getting as many sort of Russian supermodels on your yacht.
No, I mean, that cunt's gonna have to fucking do an accumulator if he wants billions again, like, you know what I mean?
That'll work.
Yeah, 400 grand. Hope Exeter win. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Get myself some new fucking compression socks. You see him on that yacht with, like, the fucking hospital socks they have?
No.
Oh, he was on... Oh, fucking old loser.
What a cunt.
When Kevin Hart was here, did anyone try and get him on the podcast as a guest? I wouldn't have dared even ask the question. I would say Shane put his word in somewhere.
He might well have, I don't know.
Yeah.
I didn't try.
I actually don't know what the fuck I would have said.
Fancy will you give me a FIFA, Kev?
Imagine he was like, yeah, motherfucker! Like,
I am going to try and get a couple of people that are coming here, though, who I know are football people, to be like, do this, please.
Who you like? Secret?
I don't want to say because I don't want to make a dick of myself when I don't get them.
David you know Gray?
I'll tell you off this. It's David Gray twice.
Is it?
He is a
Two shades of grey.
He's a diehard Man United fan.
Oh, God.
Another reason for me to love him.
My favourite story, I think you told it on this, was when you just made tuna sandwiches and then went and seen him.
Tried to eat a tuna sandwich angry. It's impossible.
Dean McAllister, do you prefer good shit first thing in the morning or before you go to bed at night?
I'll probably do both of those things. I do tend to take a dump first thing in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
Pre-shower.
That's something that has left me a wee bit. You know, I used to be a big morning shitter, but now I need to get the day going a wee bit before I need to shit. A couple of coffees, move about a bit.
Nah, I'll wake up every morning fully loaded, like, you know.
Just in the chamber, ready to fucking...
ready to execute, yeah.
What's Kieran's second favourite coffee place?
Ooh. So, Cafe O, right, so in Belfast, because genuinely, Joxer and Cafe O, different tastes of coffee.
Of course.
Both high-end. I do like a Joxer coffee. So, if it's all in Belfast, what do you call that one? There's one on the Ormo. They have a couple of them now.
General Merchants.
That's a good coffee, look.
Yeah, that's the spot.
That is a good coffee. Also, haven't been in it in fucking ages now, but the one Matthews used to work in, Output on Lisburn Road.
Yeah.
But that would have been, that I would have only gone there maybe when I was either meeting him or when Cafe O Lisburn Road didn't exist.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's Cafe O. It's like, if you ask me what my two favourite places are for coffee in Belfast, it's Cafe O Lisburn Road and Cafe O Botanic.
Mm-hmm.
Consistency across stores, that's huge
for sure.
That's huge.
And there's some place like Nero on coffee aside, Nero and Botanic is just a fantastic place to sit.
It's a good spot. It's a great location.
If you could get your coffee in Cafe O and walk down and just watch the mayhem unfold, you know, like someone going into the toilets to take heroin, you know, people, all sorts of things going on, a terrorist attack's being plotted.
Yeah.
Like, it's great. It's good action.
It is. It's a good place.
The best coffee for me, Root and Branch is up there.
I haven't been there.
Oh, Donuts.
Where's that?
It's the... Well, I only go to the Spurcefield fucking driving through.
Right.
Drive through.
Where's that? I know Spurcefield, but where is it in Spurcefield? Like,
you don't go down as if you're going into Spurcefield Shopping Centre. You go round and up as if you're going to Hillsborough and then you pull over at the car wash.
I haven't been there. Are the donuts nice?
10 out of 10.
Really?
Just get a cinnamon ring.
That's great. Oh, like, yeah, that's good. Yeah. I had churros and Edo last night. Changed my life. Made Edo's an outrage.
It's fucking unbelievable. We'll have to go. We'll vlog it. Just to say, I thoroughly enjoyed Kieran and Kev on your podcast. Get them back. I will.
See above.
Could Kev do stand up if he wanted? I know you're probably like, he probably could, but I don't want to say yes.
No, I honestly think he could. I've said to him a few times before.
Yeah.
He should try it.
And there isn't enough sort of chunky guys with beards, I think.
I know. There isn't enough Bartlett's.
True.
He,
Kevy B.
I don't think he would want to. I think that's the issue. Mm. I think sometimes he might worry about, like, he would say, because he's very much a fire and forget sort of speaker. Mm. So he'll say stuff and he'd forget about it. And then if somebody ever put him when you said that, Kev could easily go, no, fucking didn't. And they go, he did. There's a video.
I relate to that.
And
if someone tried to cancel me, like, you said this, whatever, I'd be like, does it count if I do not recall that at all?
Huh? So I think I would worry him. Plus, I think he prefers music, but is he funny enough to do it? Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think, who would be the most likely, or who do you know that's not a comedian that could probably do it?
Kev, I believe Chloe could do comedy. I believe, who else do I know?
Because it's a funny, it's not just someone that's like a funny person.
Yeah.
You have to know, like, this person
could also perform it.
Knows what they're doing and could probably, like, actually structure material.
Yeah.
And say it confidently.
I think those two, or Declan could easily be a comedian. Like, Decky would be better than a lot of people. He would be better than me. If
really?
He was doing comedy, yeah, he's brilliant.
Jesus.
He's Decky's probably the funniest one in our family, like. Yeah. And I mean,
see the tall
family of head
cases. Tall one?
Mm. Yeah. He got all that.
Yeah.
He got all the tall and for Bartlett's everywhere.
He got all the human genes.
Yeah. It's hard though because Sean that runs the Cambridge Barbers is a fucking funny guy and can do a bit of magic as well. Maybe work that in. He's funny. Like, yeah, because as you say, it's performance as well and being able to, I don't know, it isn't just about being like, here, he said something funny at the time. He's a funny person, could tell you a funny story as well.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's weird. What about you? Who do you know that isn't a comedian that would be good?
Niall?
Yeah.
No. Fuck off. No, legit, probably someone like Begley. Maybe Begley.
Begley could definitely do it.
Maureen could probably talk confidently and, you know, if you wrote her a few jokes, you could file them out. But, like, her sister, Susie's very funny, but also quite, I wouldn't say she's quiet, but she's not a big fucking loudmouth like everyone else. But she'd come in with a fucking, you know.
Wee zinger.
Like, she could probably actually be a good writer, like really funny writer. But then again, that doesn't really make for great stand-up. Probably someone like Begley or something.
Begley's funny.
Yeah.
Like, see the night you did Telegraph, now I know Begley had a few fucking pints on him and he'd had like a mad gig that week. So he was knackered. I think he'd just driven home from like fucking some awful gig out in the middle of nowhere, like literally like 5 hours away or something. And so he's knackered or whatever and he'd had a few pints and he was steaming. But he had me and Chloe, like, I snattered. I actually,
but he's
snatter
always,
came out of my nose.
He's always like that.
He is.
I work fucking 83 hours this week. I'm on 900 calories from the fucking trailer here.
And I'll have 19 gins.
That's a great Begley there. You're getting that rasp.
Fuck,
that's good.
He gets the angry face and he's pushed it.
Mate, he's funny as fuck, like.
He is funny.
It's also like, I sometimes think, I go, if you're making comedians piss themselves, you're probably very funny. Like, to be fair, like, I run a lot of my stuff past, like, people who I think are funny.
Yeah.
So I'd run it past Kev, Chloe, William, right? Mm-hmm. Get a lot of my early ideas. And, that's a good barometer. My nephew has done a few gigs and is good. But I don't know if he's going to keep pursuing it. I know he's trying to finish his degree right now. So I don't know if he's going to pursue more of it. But he was doing well when he was out there. Like, so it's like sort of like... I know, but he's funny as well. Like, he's really funny.
There we go.
Yeah. More Bartlett's, although he's not, like, that's not a surname, but whatever.
Get the full crew on.
Yeah. Maul Bartlett.
I have to leave now.
That's grand.
To get my new teeth. Thanks for coming on, man.
Thanks for having me. Thanks for coming on mine earlier.
Make sure you follow Kieran and go to his SSE show and all that. Carry on. When is that? What date is it?
The 10th of November.
Nice.
You love that, don't you? Because it's about, like 10 months away.
And I have nothing to promote other than get on my Patreon, General Banter Podcast. Oh,
will you fuck up, dude?
Patreon.com/ General Banter Podcast. Still got the 12 pods of Christmas up there, along with hundreds of hours of shag talk.
What one is it?
Will you fuck up, dude?
Up the raw.
See you next time. Cheers. Right here.